Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports, brought to you by Gary's Trailer Repair, Reliable Banner, Here Clear, the Late Model Truck Series. I'm your Plan B host, Cindy Clark, joined by computer maestro, Matt the Freak Esposito.
How's it going?
She's got a name for you. All right.
And ghost,
and Gary.
Ghost co-host.
A name for me too. I'm amongst many other names.
Shithead for making me do this the whole time. No. Well, welcome, and I have my favorite guest.
Plan B guest.
World. Nope.
It's like the day after guests.
My favorite guest.
Yesterday's news.
In the whole no, Dennis Dowd, you are currently the reigning skid plate champion. Because we haven't been able to race, so I can take you down.
So you've held it for almost 2 years.
That's awesome. But we in this off crazy season, I want to hear about what you've done in the off season. So everybody knows that you kicked butt in the skid plates. You kicked my butt specifically. But what have you done this year?
Well, I went out and hit out.
I can't hear you.
Can't hear me.
We know who's.
I went and hid in Mammoth Creek, Utah for 6 months.
That is so beautiful.
Oh, wait a minute. What do you mean you did Mammoth Creek, Utah? He just like went and hung out. And
yeah, I pulled our travel trailer up there.
And you just relaxed?
No, I worked.
Oh.
I worked all summer.
Okay.
Those people, they didn't want me to come home. It was October.
So you worked around the whole area there?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Cool. Maybe a little extra racing money.
Yeah.
Cool. Wow.
Yeah, I love it up there. Go fishing and the deer come around and a lot of good
people. Wait,
up there.
You just said you were working.
I can still fish.
Okay.
Well, his boss lets him off once in a while.
Yeah, sometimes. I played hooky a couple times and went fishing with the boys.
Oh, man. I bet you it's absolutely beautiful
yeah,
up there.
It's gorgeous.
And then. Snow hit.
Yeah, the snow hit, and I had to come back to Vegas.
Isn't snow part of the beauty up there, though?
It is. It is really pretty. Very
yeah,
peaceful.
But the travel trailer, living in the travel trailer doesn't
not
get along with the
snow.
Freezing temperatures now.
Right?
It's not the snow. It's the freezing temperature.
Not enough pocket warmers.
Yeah,
really?
You have to shut the water off every night. And
yeah, the heat.
Man, we got to find someone with a cabin up there.
Yeah. You know anybody?
Lincoln Logs. That's it. No.
So
late October, I came back and started working on a renovation property, which I'm still currently working on. And it's kind of put a damper on working on race cars.
Is reno stuff your, I mean, that's something you'd normally do? Is that your background?
Yeah. I'm a handyman.
Handyman?
Yeah.
Okay. So you.
Jack since 2010, trades. I've been a handyman.
Oh, cool.
Uh-huh. Cool. He's gorgeous and can fix stuff.
I can definitely fix stuff.
Is that what you do for trade here in Vegas, too? Or?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, I might need to – I got some handyman work for you.
No.
Yeah. No?
I'm
not allowed. Okay. Whoa.
The honeydew list?
Spoken.
You're not hired.
The honeydew list
what
is
honeydew?
Quite long.
My list pays.
I pay better.
I probably can't disagree with you there, but I can't speak for
different. I pay in other ways.
Honestly, a month ago, I stopped taking on any other
outside
work.
Oh, yeah. Too busy.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I mean, especially
in this
day and
age. I have to focus on this renovation property before they up the capital gains tax or
no, you know what,
the market
right.
tanks or
oh,
whatever.
Man.
You know, the market's hot right now, so I need to get that thing finished up and
good
sold.
Point. Good point.
But you also did some car stuff.
Yeah, I did.
Tell us about that.
I was driving a push truck out at the Silver State Road Course Series.
That's the one over at Speed Vegas.
It's Speed Vegas, yeah. It wasn't a truck. It was a push bumper for it. And whenever they could be pushed off of the track, you know, I'd go around, push them off the track and whatnot. That was pretty fun. And then the third weekend, Cindy had asked TJ to put me in one of those legend cars for my birthday for the weekend.
You are
– so.
Now, that's a good woman that's always setting you up for a surprise on your birthday.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see next year.
Super late model.
Mud wrestling with sumo wrestlers or something.
Or an alligator.
Right? Alligator wrestling.
And I thought I was going to jump in one of those cars and set the world on fire. And, man, was that a humbling
experience. Have you ever driven any of one of those?
Never.
Never, ever?
He had never driven a car with four wheels in that wasn't in a straight line.
Well, that's a good
point.
Or
on the streets. I mean, I've driven go-karts and stuff.
Right, but
that isn't really any comparison.
How about the shifting and all that? I mean, they obviously explained all that, but that must have been...
No.
All
no, TJ doesn't explain anything.
I got that thing and went.
TJ nope. said, here you go.
Here you go. It was a motorcycle.
You're a grown man. Figure it out.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's what TJ asked me, too. He says, are you just going to wing it? And I said, yeah,
that's what I
that's
do.
That's how I roll.
Well, that's cool. That's pretty exciting, actually.
Yeah.
Well, cool. So what do you think, Ben?
It was fun. It was humbling. It was harder than it looks.
Right.
And I didn't crash the car the first weekend. The next race,
oh,
TJ offered the car for her for the weekend.
Right.
And since she's so kind, she says, no, let Dennis drive it one of the days.
We'll split it.
Oh, okay.
I was going to drive Saturday and she was to drive Sunday. So I started making some really, really good improvements on Saturday. And by the time the main event came around, the competitor came out in me.
Oh.
And I ended up wrecking that thing.
Oh, man, that sucks.
I stopped
Obviously,
it into,
you're okay.
Yeah, I'm okay. My neck still hurts.
Yeah.
And I see the importance of having a head and neck restraint.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny is when you went kind of just off the cuff, you're okay. It's when you thought you had more experience and thought you knew how to drive it better is when you actually made the mistakes.
Well, if I would have been a little more patient,
right,
I would have been okay. But I got impatient and I paid for it.
Yeah, that's
you know, the back of the car stepped out. I overcorrected, jumped out of the throttle, and it made a right turn right into the wall.
Well, and if you're not familiar with one of those cars, they're a short wheelbase,
mm-hmm.
and they whip around and they do things that probably full size or even a mini.
Right.
Even a skid plate wouldn't even do. So
yeah.
That would be surprising. Well, that sucks because then that means
Sunday wasn't
available.
That means
you owe her a birthday present. Birthday.
Well, I've been repairing the car.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And we're just going to go ahead and buy it.
No? So you'd be
I
legend?
Got him addicted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
I mean, I'm not so sure about running it on the oval,
right.
You know. I really, really enjoyed that road course
right.
racing. That was, you know, you're doing every aspect of the driving.
Right.
You know, you're turn left, turn right, upshifting, downshifting, braking.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, when we're used to on that going oval, you just hit your marks and you let on, let off, let off, let on, you know, back and forth.
And there you
don't
you
get
have
me
to...
wrong, that's pretty fun.
Yeah,
too.
It is.
It's pretty fun too.
But on the road course, you have to like plan a couple turns in advance because if you don't enter like three right, then you're totally screwed for four, and then you got to back out of it.
Well, you miss
five,
one
so.
Corner, it just destroys your whole lap.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and that's a long lap too.
Yeah.
Those aren't just short laps. So, and you got to kind of get some strategy involved in passing, and,
right? Fast,
in the right place.
Fast guys were like 65 second lap.
Wow. And I don't know.
And that's a mile and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a mile and a half.
That's cool. And then, of course,
faster than their pretty Ferraris and stuff. The legend car. Right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
There's actually a Ferrari race car that tested out there one morning, and he was in the 165-second laps, too.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, think about that. That's hauling
that's
some
blood.
That's
a small track, though. That,
yeah.
That track's small. It's tight.
Not very wide.
Yeah.
Realistically, it's not made for side-by-side
racing.
It is not
made as a racetrack,
but
sure.
But that's pretty cool with the legends that they are small wheelbase, so you're able to do some passing and side-by-side racing.
But also, what you're doing for me and for us is you're doing something with our skid plate cars.
That I am. Your car's just sitting. I've only been working on mine when
what?
I can.
Years later. Years later. Yeah.
Cindy got Sundayed again.
I got Sundayed.
So I took my parts car, my other Acura Integra, and I'm installing a full roll cage in it so we can go mini stock racing on the dirt.
Sweet.
Really
so, like Pahrump, Mojave?
Mojave.
Mojave
yeah.
only?
Those kids in Pahrump are out of control.
So you weren't excited about the mini stock class? And
just push them out of the way.
Mm-mm.
No.
Well, we went out to watch.
Right.
And one of our fellow competitors, TJ, he got stuffed into the wall.
Oh,
he made a clean pass, and I guess the kid didn't like it and totally stuffed him. And, I mean, it
yeah,
was
destroyed
a hard,
his race
destroyed
car.
It.
That was sad to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's too bad because you do have a lot of young drivers out there that
mm-hmm.
kind of, and I don't know any of them personally, so this isn't my opinion, but, you know, they kind of do have a free-for-all. You know, they get away with probably a lot more than they probably should.
Well, he did get black flagged, but still,
the
car is destroyed. That was a bummer. And speaking of Mojave, they are racing this weekend.
Mm-hmm. So that's good in the racing world. There's a bunch of races going on in different tracks. And it seems like the dirt tracks are the ones that have always been able to stay open and have some races all
yeah,
around the country.
Yeah, because your immune system hanging out in all that dirt, you know,
yeah,
you build up that immunity. Nothing's going
to
get you.
COVID attaches to the dust particles, and then it falls, and you don't get any of that.
Well, and if you're eating all that dirt, all the dirt clogs, you know,
yeah.
builds up your immune system. So.
Well, if we can get the bullring open.
Well, we're working on that.
Hey.
Wait.
Wait your turn. You wait your turn now, okay?
I just want to back up on Mojave, though. So
they do have a race. So what's their race season? I mean, when do they race from and to?
I can't read upside down far, far away. They started in February.
Oh, wow.
And they race every other weekend until May 15th. Then they take a summer break.
Okay.
Then they start back September 4th and race every other weekend. And last weekend, they had the Dwarf Car Nationals, SNDCA Dwarf Car Nationals. And Richie Abbott with Instant Images, who's a fabulous photographer, by the way, he launched Instant Images
God.
TV.
Wow. Okay.
And I actually got to watch
really?
The Mojave races laying in my bed in my nice warm cover
really?
And watch the races. And that was so fun. So... I'd like to shout out to him if you
cool.
he can't go. I mean, obviously, go to the track, support the track. But if you can't go, you can still watch.
And if you haven't been to Mojave, that's a fun track to both watch and to race on. You've been out there to watch it all?
I have.
It's weird because you keep going down this little road.
I know.
Like,
there's like a house over here.
I think I made a wrong turn.
Or,
yeah.
That's what I thought.
And then you get there and then you finally get to it. Wherever you're going to U-turn to get back out, you're like, oh, wait. I'm here. This is a track.
Yeah. Oh, it does dead end
so, cool.
a track.
And their stands seem to get filled too, just like Havasu. These little tracks are able to attract the local community. It's
yeah,
really
my
cool.
brother and I went and watched the championship night last year.
Oh yeah.
That place
yeah.
was packed.
Yeah, it's cool. It's fun to see that. I'm glad to see that at these little tracks.
Good racing too. The hobby stock class had a fantastic main event. Yeah.
Those are some of my favorite types
yeah.
of stock car. You know, the mini stocks and the stock cars, that's what I like to watch. So,
yeah
cool. That's muscle. So this weekend, I guess if you're not working on your race car, go to Mojave and watch. It's actually not that far. I don't know, a couple hours.
It's
that.
2 hours, yeah.
Yeah, so.
You know who else is racing this weekend?
Oh, my
is
gosh.
Who? Havasu.
What? This weekend?
This weekend, Havasu. 602 Modified, Get It in Gear Street Stocks, Outlaw Carts, Enduro Cars. And the Sam Nichols Electrical Factory Stocks, which isn't that the class that you raced, Jacob Cortero? He's been killing it in one of those classes. I think it's called the Factory Stocks. Like, it doesn't matter where that kid starts. Like, he's in the front.
Right.
So he's kind of stinking up the show a little bit there, Jacob. You know, like, back up a little bit. No, but everyone says that's really exciting. They started the season, I guess, with like 20 cars, so people are showing up to Havasu and race.
In a Havasu, obviously, it's, you know, it's an asphalt track. It's a quarter mile, but it's a two groove track, so you got multiple grooves to race on. And the factory stocks are similar to the Vegas's bomber division, except for a couple small differences. I know they got like a rim like a 7-inch rim instead of 8-inch, and maybe a couple other small things. But that's cool to see them with that kind of car count.
Yeah, there. But if the Bullring opens, we're we're trying not to plan any Bullring races that conflict with Havasu. But okay, so here's the deal. Here's the deal with the Bullring. The Bullring will rise again this year.
You know,
yay!
You know, there's a lot of great minds behind it that putting their heads together.
No, there's TJ Clark.
He's
the mind
work.
Behind it.
Well, there's. I mean, you know, obviously. He can't do it alone, so there's help.
He cannot.
Like
he does have a fantastic team.
And the people around him that are trying to put something together.
That being said, he's going to make this clear. It's not going to be the same old Bullring. You're not going to show up. You're not going to feel unappreciated. You're not going to, you know.
Are we getting, like, gift baskets when we come
you're
in?
You're getting hugs and kisses.
Participation trophy for everybody.
Participation trophy.
Right.
Kleenex for your wine. No. No. This is an entertainment business, and we need to race that way as racers to know that we're putting on a show. So, like, if you do go out and you're, like, winning all the time by half a lap, fans don't want to watch that. Or if you show up and your class only has six cars, fans don't want to watch that.
Right.
So
yeah, they don't want to watch a six-car, 100-lap race, you know? But maybe cut it down to where, you know, so many races per. You know,
so the thought is,
you almost don't want to turn anyone away.
We don't want to turn anyone away. So if you do show up, you only have six in your class, right. You might just get an exhibition race. If you're slated on the schedule, you'll get to race, but you're not going to get a full
right.
Race because the fans don't want to watch that.
Well, exactly, and it's not good for that division either, you know, if they're sponsors and stuff. So you guys that have those lower car counts, if you find that to be the case, you know, get together and try to get other
exactly.
guys together.
And Friday practice is going to be open to any car, doesn't matter who's on the schedule.
Okay.
So if you, if 10 skid play cars show up on Friday night, you're going to get your full main event on Saturday.
There were never 10 cars showing up on Friday night. There were max of 4.
I know. So,
but
we were all parked together.
And then on Saturday, though, then you get the 10 cars would show up.
Sure.
Or more,
yeah.
You know, so you can't kind of base it off a practice day, I wouldn't think, but it's a good indicator sometimes.
Right.
So, but no, so that's, and if you know what organization TJ has put together, you can look at the Speed Vegas deal with this, what are they calling it, the South, was it?
Silver State Road Course Challenge.
Road Course Challenge. That you guys put together, you know, all you guys. I know there's a whole group of you guys that work with TJ to run that thing, and it's not
well,
easy.
TJ couldn't do it because he had to run. He was running cars,
right?
So he had to stay out of it because we were not going to play favorites. Like just because his idea doesn't mean he gets to cheat on fuel. So we really kind of kept him out of it.
Well, you know, that organization comes together when you get the right group of people together, and that's what he's
so it was me, Dan Fitzgerald, proved. Bridget, his brother, you know, Dennis. We had Tia was a corner worker,
right.
And her brother Cameron, so, and you know, Michael the flag guy. So, you know, we took some veterans, put them together, said okay, well, none of us have done exactly this before,
right.
But we've all done pieces, and yeah, the synergy came out really great. It was very exciting.
Cool.
And I think that helped with TJ's confidence and with the Bullring's confidence in us as an organization to run a series. So they said yes.
So if somebody wants to keep on top of this, what's the best way? Do they get a hold of you? Can they get a hold of TJ? I mean, there's dates and stuff that still need
so
to be.
So April 17th is the only date we know for sure.
Okay.
Because of EDC. So right now EDC has the entire LVMS earmarked for the month of May, which
okay.
means no racing for us. And I wanted the first race to be April 24th.
So all you guys that have your for sale signs on your cars, hold
take
on.
Them off.
Take them off. Skid plate. What else is going to be racing out there?
So here's our classes.
Okay.
The feature division will be the modifieds.
Okay. As a 602 modified.
Whatever the rules were last year.
So
we're not
miles.
Planning on changing the rules from what Richter had come up with.
Okay. So the rules.
We're going to see how it goes. If it goes out of control, we might.
Well, you know, you're
going
to get about 100 people telling you the better way to do it, and the way the rules should be.
Well, we want the racers to kind of police themselves, because who wants to be in tech all the time? And again, who wants someone stinking up the show all the time? If you're going to stink up the show, don't come. Go race somewhere else.
Right.
We need we need to pack the stands. That's going to be our number one goal. So we need to get as many cars out there.
So you think you're going to be able to be allowed to pack the stands?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm calling on you, Johnny Spilotro, because I know you have a lot of ideas, and we're going to come up with a lot of really good marketing ideas. I already have a ton.
Are there
going to
be social distancing
requirements?
I'm just asking. I'm asking the questions that are going to be brought up to you.
We will comply with the state of Nevada's governor's mandate, whatever that is.
Well, and some people will be, you know.
Eat some exhaust. It'll build your immune system. You won't have to
smell
worry
the
about
fuel,
it.
Smell the burning rubber. That's the best way.
Well,
to...
one thing we are going to say is you can't go into other people's pits. If you have a problem with another driver, you need to come to find an official, and you guys can have a civil discussion about it.
But that's for a fighting situation. but obviously there are, if there is any mandate still in place, that the track, the guys running it, everything will be following whatever mandates are required
to
and in the stand
show,
to be, you know, whoever deciding you is safe for you,
right?
That the stands will be
exactly
safe.
We'll just go there,
so,
but we're hoping
anyway.
And everything's looking this way for the July 3rd night of fire to be 100%. That's our goal. I think right now we're 50% or something.
So right now the breaking news is
April 17th
is.
That's not really breaking because I know everybody's heard about it already. But
well, we're gonna say it's breaking.
It's official.
Because
I can officially say.
I haven't heard about it. I don't watch the news. I have my head stuck in the sand.
Well, you heard about it because I've been talking about
it. Man. This is breaking news to me, so I'm going to say it's breaking news.
So
was a lot of rumors.
What about staffing? So are you still?
We haven't even gotten there yet. We just today, let's do it, but we have to change the schedule, maybe depending on ADC.
Okay. So
10 races.
So
it'll be 10 races.
So you're slated for possibly 10 races.
It has to be NASCAR sanctioned because it's a NASCAR track.
Okay.
However, we've already missed a lot of the, like, you have to do so many races.
Right.
So we've missed already so much that we're getting a break on that, but we do all have to be licensed.
Okay. So that's
even
the
skid plate cars?
Well, we're special, so maybe not.
Yeah,
I'm not sure on that
all
yet.
Right?
Yeah, especially.
Well, you know what?
I'm not sure on that yet.
If it supports the operation to be able to run, then why not, right?
The biggest thing is the insurance.
Right. And maybe that's money that could go towards the insurance and things like that, because I can tell you the insurance part of that is not cheap. You know, I'm sure the...
So if you had a NASCAR license, that would have paid your medical.
At least helped with it, yes.
Yeah. So why not?
No, because what is it? 20
100, 250, I don't know. I don't remember what it was. Anybody know what the NASCAR license price is? Okay,
I thought it was $100, but that.
So let's go back to the classes. So we're doing
is that per month or season?
Season, that was like 10 years ago, but.
So we're doing modified because they've committed to having the most number of cars there, and then pro late models. Then with the new rules that Tim had put out that correspond with the new Spears pro late model and Madera. And I'm not sure. I know there's some weight thing and open motor. I'm not really sure on that. But whatever those rules are, those are going to stick. We have to do INEX. So we have to do Bandoleros. But they're all going to be in one class because there's not enough of them. And the Legends cars. Now, the Legends cars, if they get over, I think it's 35, we'll split them into two. But for now, all the
they're
Legends
gonna
are going to
run together. But still be... off their points on their own, like
Correct.
Pro Series Masters
Correct.
And all that. Okay.
And then the Bombers, because they're the most exciting and draw the biggest crowd and have the most drama and the most car count.
Well, now that's off the track.
For sure.
Okay.
For sure.
So Bombers.
So that's five.
Okay.
And then we're going to do a sixth class that's rotating.
Okay.
And they can be a permanent if they bring enough cars. So we're bringing the late model truck series.
As one of the only series allowed in as a traveling series, I guess, and we appreciate that. Okay.
Yep. And then junior late models, we haven't even talked to them yet, but we're hoping that we can work something out with Madera and do something with them.
And that's going to go the same, because I know at the end of some of their seasons, they only had like 4 junior late models,
right,
and so on. So,
but they're growing that class in Madera, so. Okay. And if we have a fun enough track, I don't know why you wouldn't want to come.
Your insurance might go up more running 11-year-old kids running full-size super late model type cars. That's always been crazy to me, but,
I know,
but that's
right?
Exciting. That's cool.
And then the super stocks.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So they, those are, it's a great class. And if we can get our rules in alignment with like an Irwindale and Havasu or something, so it make like a 3-track series out of it.
Absolutely.
That would be a great touring series too.
The good one would be Havasu, because they do have the closest competitive that are similar competitive super stock type cars.
And I heard Irwindale matched their rules, so they have rules. So
well,
I don't know why we wouldn't.
Well, I was just curious, because I've seen the super stocks from Irwindale before. They look just like late models to me. You know what I mean? So I don't know what their rule differences are there. But, okay. Well, cool.
And then,
now,
of course, skid plates. We want skid plates every week because it's great for the fans. But
honestly, it's entertainment.
If Dennis is going to go stanking out the show because he's so fast.
He hasn't even worked on your car yet. So far we got
one car
that's going to be ready.
Well, my car's skid plate ready still.
Oh, see? Okay.
So,
yeah, her car just needs a fresh tank of fuel and a battery. It's good to go.
All right.
So I told him he can drive it because I'll be a little busy doing other things that night. But
I don't know. I've got a reputation of crashing other people's equipment.
And then you buy them after. You want to drive one of my cars?
Yeah.
Well, cool, man. So the INEX, though, those going to be INEX sanctioned races? They're going to get INEX points?
Yes.
For
and
those
so they
races?
Have a Friday night race and a
and
Saturday
a
night race.
Okay. Wow.
And if we get...
Are you going to do Friday practices now that you brought up Friday night?
Yes. And for open for any class.
Yeah.
Okay. We want everybody that has a car that's been sitting out there and they haven't been able to race, come on down.
Dust
Let's
them
do
off.
It.
Yeah. There you go. That's
Let's
cool.
Let's build
that's
the class. Let's help each other. Let's build it up. Let's,
When you get closer to that date, or do you already have like the fees and payouts and things like that? I know those are some questions.
No, so payouts might be a
are you
little
doing
skimpy.
Points?
You don't race for money, though, right?
I don't.
Okay, so we're thinking we're just going to be grateful to build a race.
And I think most people should be grateful for that.
If we get sponsors, so that's where the sponsorships can come in. So right now, we're going to be lucky if we can pay all the bills.
Right.
So we need help. So bring your card up. And then the leftovers will absolutely go to a purse, a payout.
After expenses.
Unfortunately.
So if you want to, if somebody want to donate money, is that something that they could do?
Yeah, so a sponsor could come and say, I want to sponsor the skid plate cars, and we'll call it the Hear Clear skid plate class. And
so you're the first
they would run,
donor?
They could, yeah. You could. No. They would run their, all the cars would run their name on the visor, and that sponsor has the option to do the payout themselves directly to the drivers.
Oh, okay.
And as much as they want. Like, they can put, like, if it's $1,000, they can do all 1,000 to the winner.
Right.
They can do 500 to the winner. Whatever that sponsor wants, it will all go to the drivers.
Okay.
But you're going to try to put together a good media package for the sponsors. So
I got to do that.
See,
now you're
bringing in all
like
the
work.
Things that make it difficult.
Like
we just want to go racing, right?
That's what she's good at. But, no, I...
Yes, for sure.
Well, and a lot of that...
It's $100 for a NASCAR license, $200 for level one, I guess.
Okay.
And then $100 for everyone else. Thank you, Johnny.
So they got that's how they break it down. Of course, they have it in different classes. You got what they consider. They call it a charger.
Tier one.
Yeah, which used to be called like the charger.
Charger.
Yeah, and then they had different levels. But so that's cool. Okay.
Yeah.
And is that going to be something you're going to have available to be paid at the track on that first practice, or you have to do it in advance? Or
the sponsor can do whatever he wants with his money.
Well, I'm talking
money.
About the NASCAR license before they can go practice. Do they have to have a NASCAR license to practice also? Or am I asking way too many questions?
Let me write that down. NASCAR license apart.
Okay.
There's a lot more details than what you thought there were.
Know.
Well, and a lot of people don't
get the thing.
Exactly. And a lot of people don't understand that. Hey, we just want to go racing. But guess what? There's a lot involved in just want to go racing. There's a lot of stuff that you guys, once you got the go-ahead, but there's going to be a lot more walls that you're going to run into to get around.
No, not walls.
So
don't say wall.
I'm sorry.
Hit it, but
I saw you cringe there for a minute. A lot of dirt to go through.
To me, this is all easy. These are all just easy hills because, you know, the caliber of drivers that we have here in Las Vegas and that have come from Las Vegas, you know, I know we're all going to step up and do the right thing and put on a good show and put the bullring back on the map.
Well, and listen, guys, you know, most, if not all of you have been around that track damn near your whole lives. You know, it's a hobby to us, but at the same time, it's a lifestyle. It's like going fishing. You know, it's something we do on the weekend. I've been around that track myself since about 90, I don't know, 6.
I watched them build that track.
Yeah.
I used to work out at the drag strip when they were building.
And you're probably like, what the hell are they building that round thing for?
We were excited. We were excited.
No, that's
because,
cool.
Craig Road Speedway had been shut down.
Right.
So there wasn't an oval in the valley. And that was pretty exciting that,
absolutely,
you know, Alex was putting the money together to,
yeah,
to do that, build that racetrack.
You know, that's the history that's there. And we lost it here this last year. And just going into this year, I mean, look, we're already at the end of March. We didn't even know if this year there was going to be any racing. To think that there's another track lost to, you know, circumstances would have been a shame, especially this track. This, to me, is one of the premier facilities out here. We had some great racers come out of this track to go move up into some high-level racing. You know, amongst the guys we like just racing where we're at, guys like, you know, us that just race locally, we're local racers, you know. So it's cool to see something come together, and you could pass it on to TJ to thank him to put his neck out like that, you know, stick the neck
so
out.
So we're
like
trying
that
to schedule everyone come and tell us what you think, meeting at the Speedway next in the media center.
Okay.
So you could thank him yourself.
So when is that? Next week. So just show up next week to one of the days. What day are you going to show up? You going to show up on Friday? I'll show up on Saturday. You show up on, I don't know, Sunday?
I'll pass.
We don't know what day yet.
Read it like it used to be. I'm good. There you go.
Early next week. That's all I know.
Early next week. So,
but I'll put it, I already started a Facebook page. I'll make it public once we know something.
So
if you want to send me your email, I can do an email blast. You want to check Facebook, you want to message me, text me,
whatever. Here's what you want to do. You want to call Hair Clear, order your head, your purse,
custom
headphones or whatever you want to call them, the headpieces first, and then ask Cindy, hey, where do we meet?
So like the concession stand and all that stuff, like
you have... It is run by Levy Restaurants. Okay. I have a contract with the track. We have no say in that.
Okay.
But they may or may not be open for that. They will be open.
So pretty much all the contracts that the Bullring had, your organization is privy to, so you were able to transfer a lot of stuff over.
Yes.
All right, so that's good. That's a good thing.
Can we ride any of those autonomous vehicles that are next door?
No.
No, okay. They're not going to be in the way of the pit area.
They are.
Oh, so there's going to be some strategic pit.
So I haven't gone and seen it yet, but apparently all the fan parking is going to come in like where that off-road track is and park in the dirt over there, which is fine because you know what else I want us drivers to do? If you're not racing, you better bring your race car over to the front so the fans can see it when they come in.
Okay. Right.
Get the fan interested in the cars, let them sit in it.
You know what they used to do in Saugus, down at Saugus Speedway? The entrance to get to stands used to be through the pits.
That's cool.
You had to go through the pits. Mm-hmm. That's how you had to get there. And, you know, you'd stop and look and be like, man, that, and then at that, the end of that, you know,
like NHRA,
races, you find somebody to root for.
Look at NHRA.
Yeah,
the
same thing.
You're right there.
Yeah.
We unfortunately don't get to do that. So we need to bring our cars out there. So if you can, bring your cars out there. Or if you can't race like Kevin Terrell, who says he's going to finish his car, who never does, maybe he could be out in front as like
waxing it.
Yeah. You know. He could take it there and look at it. But even if you don't have your car, if you could be out front and greet people and, you know, maybe wear a fire suit so they're like, oh, you're a race car driver? You know, it's the kids that we got to get the kids excited too. And if they met you, then when they're watching the race, like my fans, they'll come out and see me race. And they're like, so bar, because they don't know anyone. But if they had met,
so
you know, Johnny Spilatro coming in.
That brings up a very good point. Like Havasu does, are you going to have autograph sessions every race possibly?
I want to have
that would be something that if it's going to fall in line with exactly what you're saying, if they don't get to see him up front,
right,
get him down on the track, let him get the feel of the track.
Logistically,
it's
so hard with the pits over here and the stands over here, but what I'm going to try and do is put Victory Circle in the stands. Mm-hmm. So if you win, just leave your car, make someone else take it off the track for you, come into the stands, we'll do top three.
Okay.
Top three in the stands, so at least you can see that. But what if, like, Johnny Spilotro was out there greeting fans and they come in passing out tickets for, you know, discount coupons for one of his sponsors, and now they're like, oh, what car do you race? And so now they're going to watch me race, and then they're going to watch, hey, remember that guy that we met on the way in? Let's watch him race. So now they're double excited to be there.
Cool. What are you going to do with a guy like Dennis that's going to do double duty, run a skid plate, and have to go run and jump in his Legend race car?
See, he's even more fun to watch. He's double duty.
And have her car ready.
And have her,
so
and have her
exactly. Jump, right?
Yeah, I'm going to run down there. Race.
Remember that list you had? It's just triple.
But
cool.
I'm open to any ideas. Like, if you've been to another track and you saw, you know, it's really cool when we do that. Like, TJ and I have t-shirt launchers, so for sure we're launching t-shirts into the set.
I have one too, so if you guys need to do a triple.
And then we're going to offer that to drivers. If the drivers have their own t-shirts, that's something they want to launch in the stands too. That helps promote their sponsors.
Okay.
And the sponsor, whoever sponsors, can do the trophy presentation too.
Just an idea. Maybe offer the teams or drivers booths along when you come in through the gate.
Well, we can't. We're going to try and see if the t-shirt vendor there will also sell.
You're right, because they do have probably a contract with, I don't remember the name of it, but it's always odd that it's not even like a branded t-shirt that they sell. It's just like a generic, hey, racing, you know, racing.com. I don't know what it is, but yeah, you're probably right. They probably have.
But we could launch them into the stand.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
That's true.
So 10 races, and we still want to do the Night of Fire, and then at the end, the big classic. It's not going to be the October Classic because we're thinking EDC is going to be
in October
in there, but it could be the Fall Classic.
By the way, I'm going to win the Night of Fire this year.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
I let it get away from me 2 years in a row.
Were you close?
Third time's a charm. Yes.
Okay.
Well, Racer first X, time I
so this
run
year,
it.
Racer X was beating on my bumper with two laps to go, and I let him get to my head, and he got around
right.
And if I'd have just kept my composure,
and that's the
I could have beat him. Yes.
See, and he probably knew.
He knew
it. I'm gonna do this.
He was messing with you for sure.
Well, cool. Well, I hope you do that. That's going to be cool if you can.
I wonder if I could build a car by Night of Fire.
Yes, you can.
You can rent one. Slide into the wall. I did say wreck. And then you can buy it.
There you go.
That's the new norm.
That's the new norm?
Yeah.
One of TJ's cars, in fact. That seems to be the way to do it.
TJ's cars.
Right? You could be Racer X.
I'm scared just taking it off the damn trailer.
Yell
along, put it on a track.
You could rent it as Racer X. That's what TJ should do. Say, hey, rent the Racer X, and it could be anybody given night.
He's definitely not going to have time to fix any of those cars or rent any program. So.
Cool, man. I'm excited.
Yeah,
I'm gonna miss the first.
I know, because you guys are racing. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we are. We're gonna be racing Havasu with the Late Model Truck Series. Our opening night of finally, after we've been upside down in 2020 with the rest of the world with our racing series, but we're actually gonna and we're doing the same thing. We're working on our schedules, waiting to get all the details.
Waiting for the bull ring to finalize their schedule.
Yeah, then people they don't have any answers for us.
I have one answer, the 17th. That's it.
Okay. And we won't be there. But you know, we appreciate, you know, having the opportunity to race back at the Bull Ring again, because that is a track that we've with Tim back in the day that, you know, when we started that, we did call our home track. So that's why we've always had at least three races there. You know, and unfortunately, we tossed around having more races than Havasu and having that our home track if, for some reason, you know, Vegas didn't open. So, it's good to see some momentum there finally, you know. And nothing against the guys from LVMS, but, you know, they got their hands tied too, and they had no answers. David Stetzer, you know, was taken over operations there, and he had no answers, you know, for anybody, because, you know, he just didn't have any direction. And I can't speak for him, but, you know, we've been in close contact with him to try to outline our race season as it came up, and it just, you know, wasn't happening, and it's good to see you guys step in and make something happen. So,
speaking of race season, what are your plans for 2021 then, Dennis?
As of right now, I don't have any definitive plans except for winning,
winning
the Night of Fire.
The Night of Fire.
So, yeah.
So we heard that firsthand. Yes. So that's a good goal. Are you planning on getting the Legend car done for this season and racing it this season, possibly?
Possibly.
Okay.
I'll start. I don't want to just throw myself to the wolves.
But
you
keep
know?
In mind, they used to have like those, the December, the road course series
right.
out there. So that'd be
right.
perfect.
Oh, absolutely.
Done by December.
That was my whole intention of purchasing
okay.
that car, was
cool.
doing the winter series.
Oh, cool.
Because I had
cool.
so much fun with it.
Yeah.
Plus, I have to redeem myself.
There you go.
I need to get back in that
right.
car and
cool.
and learn some more.
Well, you know what?
You know?
There's no better way to learn more about that than to rebuild it from the damage that's
yeah.
there. So, you know,
and he didn't wreck it too bad. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't
wasn't
need
too
a new
bad.
Frame.
I thought it ruined the front clip, but
right.
it didn't.
They always look worse than
yeah.
they really are, you know.
It did bend some things up, brakes, and broke everything off the right side of it. But
well, it's funny because sometimes those little, I don't know how little it was, I wasn't there, but those wrecks bend it in the
right
places. I've had a way back in the day, a mini stock that I used to race. I wrecked it and it actually made it better. So I left it alone and raced it. And I actually got the championship that year in that because it just got that much better. It was
her
good,
first
it was a
skid
car.
Plate car.
That
she
Larry
got,
has.
She got
brother.
Stuffed into the wall and
yeah.
it knocked the rear of the car over to the right.
Just enough, right?
Yeah.
Well, about 4 or 5 inches.
Hey.
And Larry's been driving that car.
No
and
kidding.
Yeah, he's driving the wheels off of that thing.
All two wheels of them.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's cool. That's really cool. Well,
yeah,
I'm
we're
excited,
pretty
man.
The road course out at the speedway, it doesn't have K rails, I don't think, does it? Do you mind?
I have no
right.
idea. I've never been on it.
Have you?
Oh, actually, I was.
I think
I raced
think
my
so.
Dirt bike on it when we had a Grand Prix out there years ago.
Was it? Is it just like?
I think they do have some.
Think they have
I don't know.
I think they do.
It's those K-rail that messes you up.
Really?
Yeah.
I think they do, but I don't know on what turns or anything. So I could be wrong, but can you remember?
And then you did really good just jumping in because, I mean, your background's drag racing.
And motorcycles.
And motorcycles. So do you think that has something to do with how quick you picked up not only the skid plates but the Legends cars, or is it natural talent?
Well,
I think it's natural. I've always been, you know, athletic, and the racing, whether it be on two wheels or four, that correlates with one another. You know, the difference between the motorcycle and the car is the car, I'm strapped inside of the car, and I still find myself trying to move my body to make the car do what I want it to do when I can't.
You know, I've noticed like most people with the motorcycle background, they can do just about anything because the motorcycle driver, they're amazing. It's crazy the stuff you guys do in racing and just even leisurely, you know, on the motocross and stuff like that. It's just really cool. And you're right. You know, you get to using your body in different
right.
ways on managing the turns. And yeah, you probably do that in the car.
Throttle control, braking, vision, looking. You know, looking ahead, looking
right.
where you want to go.
Well, I think a lot of it is just understanding the vehicle. You know, being able to, you know, like a musician knows their instrument. It's the same thing. I think a driver who knows how the mechanics work, whether it's a motorcycle, a car, or whatever, they're just, it's more natural talent. It's just something,
when I
you
think
know.
It's what you feel in the seat of your pants.
Right.
But,
well, like my kid, he can't drive worth shit. He doesn't like driving. He doesn't understand it. You know, he knows the mechanics. He
right.
got his driver's license. He can get from A to B, but he doesn't like it.
Right.
You know, where someone like me, just I'll drive anything.
Yeah, me too. I'll drive anything, anytime, anywhere. But even like when I first met you and we went we had quads, and you had never been on a quad, or you have?
You keep saying that.
You have been?
Yeah, I've owned them before.
Okay, but it seems like you, on that quad that you had never really been on before. I've never been on that kind of a quad before. Yeah, it's
that
like
thing's
a race,
as big as a Jeep.
It's like a race
Jeep
quad
with handlebars on it.
But you picked that up really fast,
sure,
too. And then you're always commenting about my line versus your line.
Mm-hmm.
So I pick a different line.
So he's not commenting, he's critiquing your line.
Well,
yeah.
Well, it's not like we don't race each other. Like,
that's funny because you get your competition comes out. You're
absolutely.
It's hard to watch you do that when you could straight, you know, there's an S turn and you could straight line it.
Right, right, but you're turning.
You're
it's way more
turn
fun though.
No, you know. It's not.
And it's funny because the motorcycle.
It's fun
costs you a
line
second.
Yes.
When I think of something like a motorcycle experienced motocross guy is always looking ahead to seeing what's coming up, not just what's in front of him. So he probably sees something,
of course,
you know, a mile ahead way before anybody else does. So
you have to.
Yeah. And that's
so, but then, so that makes me start thinking about it. But I think
right,
what happens is when we go on quad rides, I'm always looking at the scenery. Wow, look at that.
Oh, look at the birds.
Like one time there's this really cool canyon in Utah. And I mean, it is spectacular. It's like Bryce and Zion combination, but it's smaller. So it's not really known to the public.
Wow.
Like if there's red hoodoos and it's just, I mean, it's just stunning, the scenery. And you come around a corner and you're just like, oh, wow. And I'm like stopping and taking
pictures.
So don't
follow too close, right? So just stop.
Well, he took off.
No, I went around.
Oh, you're.
Because it was also a fun ride. It's in the wash.
Wow.
So you could like really.
It was a gravel
fast
wash and
that's
you could really,
cool,
really open it up. It reminded me of riding around here.
That's cool.
I love those gravel washes.
But I took so long, he actually started coming back.
You got worried.
Did you crash? What happened?
Isn't that part of the fun, though, of
yeah,
like quadding is just
the
scenery? The
scenery,
that getting
I know
away from and getting
yeah
back out in
yeah
these
yep
areas that nobody else can really get to. That's what I would think.
But we always do get there quickly, I have to say. I don't know how to ride slow.
Neither do I.
Yeah, slow.
That's funny. No matter where you're at, you come.
We're racing each other no
right
matter what.
Okay, let's bet. Who's going to get there first?
Well, it's just like we don't have a side-by-side because who's going to drive?
That's right. Anybody wants to drive, right?
Right.
I don't want to be right.
Exactly.
I'll say
we have to arm wrestle. But on the quads, we both get to ride.
It's more fun on the quads
it's
anyway.
It's way more fun.
You
sure
can put your body English into it.
Yeah, I see.
You're, okay. That's cool. All right, so enough about us. Let's talk about the bull ring again. So we're going to take your body English back to the bull ring. Are you excited, Dennis?
No, I'm not excited. Honestly.
Why
I'm
not?
Just, because I have so much on my mind with that project I'm working on.
So you'd rather like,
well,
just wait. I got to finish my project.
No, I don't want to wait. I really want to work on the car.
Uh-huh.
But
see, that brings up a
I
good
need to work on the project,
see,
too.
And that brings up something that's a valid thing he's bringing up because we've all had a whole year and something off. We were so used to all these years racing and working on these and welding and this and
right
that and getting ready for the next race and you wreck or scrape the wall, you're fixing that. And then we had this whole year of just
– of home improvement projects.
Exactly. Right. And we kind of like it. We kind of like it.
No,
you know?
But I think part of it
we
was –
we like that time off.
Was that the track – didn't let anybody know what was going on, so it was like.
But they didn't know either. So how? What are they supposed to tell you? Hey, we still don't know.
But they could have said,
yes,
we're not closing permanently.
But that's my point is that we all had some time off, and we enjoyed doing these other things that we kind of put blinders on to know there was quadding, to know that there was boating. There, we know that there was.
Oh no, I didn't build a car because I had nowhere to take it.
Yeah, but you should have been quadding or
well, no,
doing.
No, I should have been.
Doing home projects.
I had a whole year to build a car.
Right.
I could have really.
Yeah, but why build one when nobody knew what was going to happen?
Exactly.
Locally?
But I think that's the same as a lot of people. If they didn't take it down to, you know, Havasu, they didn't take it to.
Well, you
got to
keep in mind the Havasu just started racing recently. They didn't have that this whole 2020. Most tracks, except for some tracks up north, were not racing that we were. Any of us had real access to. Some guys did travel long distances, and those are probably the hardcore
mm-hmm
guys. You know, and kudos to you guys for finding those tracks that were open. But a lot of us had this time out. You bring up a valid point. We have this task list of things that we built over this last year when we weren't racing. So we got to finish it, right?
So
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You want to finish it rather than go racing, though?
Don't. you know, yes and no. We want to go racing too. That's the problem.
I wish the project was finished, then I could
yeah,
go racing.
For sure.
Our wives don't race.
I could focus on the race.
So we kind of have a disadvantage.
Have their money.
But you know, but you're right too. You know, we've been all waiting for this, so it's exciting to see.
Well, at least now you can make plans.
It's only 10 races.
Well, no, but that's just it. Okay, maybe a lot of guys, you know, some of them, there'll be a lot of us that will make that first race, but a lot of them have to finish up projects and finish up different things. But
or even
I
if they skip this
season,
year, make a couple practices,
people.
But be prepared for next year, knowing that next year.
Well, that's not good enough. You guys have to come out and race when you can this year.
Yeah,
support
we do.
The hard work that
we
Cindy,
have to show
CJ,
that we can do it, so they'll let us run it longer.
Well, you got to think too. These guys probably stuck their neck way out and saying, "Look, we can make this work. We're going to have the car counts. We're going to do this. We're going to do that." And they have to deliver. Because guess what's going to happen next year?
And pack the stands.
And pack the stands.
We need to pack the stands.
So get your families, your friends out there as much as
you
can. Because
I wanted to do live streaming, like, with instant images, but then everybody's like, well, then no one's going to come. So I'm not going to live stream. So don't live stream. Get people out there.
That's right. Don't live stream. Butts in the seats.
Then if we can do that, then maybe next year we can do live stream.
All right. Put down your iRacing, you know, put that aside. Go physically get the smells and the
yeah, it's way better in person.
Yeah, get out to the track, man. Even
there's
if
nothing
not
like
race,
the start of a race, you know.
You know, even if you're not going to race, go in the pit and hang out with somebody because guaranteed you're going to say, yeah, I got to get my car
so
back.
I want
to
do
go to the track, no matter what, just go.
Even if you're not going to race, I want to propose like if you pass out like sponsor coupons in the stands,
okay,
I'll let you in free. Do you help promote the track and be like an ambassador?
You're going to find like a stack of them underneath the stand somewhere. Like, hey, look, I gave them.
I'm going to be checking, though.
Okay. All right. I'm just pointing it out.
No, because let's say like Johnny Spilotro comes and he has a super cool sponsor that has a coupon.
Right.
Johnny can't pass those out. He's racing. Someone needs to pass those out.
How about a contest like the group that has the most like Johnny Spilotro t-shirts or the Cindy Clark Wonder Woman t-shirts? We'll get something, a prize or
absolutely
something.
Like and pole position tickets.
Right. Something like that.
I want to do an egg race.
I'll tell you what.
An obstacle egg race where you have to carry the egg, you know, the spoon against
but it
Johnny
Spilotro. It has to have a car number on it.
Yeah.
Oh, a car number on it? Yeah. Well, they can race the drivers. Like,
okay,
let's say the skid plates go first and they're done. They should go over to the stand and participate in this race.
Okay. I'm off. That's cool. So you're kind of bringing in the entertainment factor back with it.
Racing is entertainment. Mm-hmm. Not everybody's entertained by racing, and you keep them there by entertaining them.
You know, there's a guy, I don't know, you may or may not have heard of him. His name's Andy Daddario. He ran Willow Springs, the Speedway at Willow Springs for a little while. But before that, he spearheaded bringing the Orange Show Speedway track back because mm-hmm, remember a while back it had closed down. And he was just a fan. And he just had a love of the sport. But his thing was, it's entertainment. It's not just, you know, people do get bored of just the racing
part.
There
needs to be downtime.
Yeah, and there needs to be some entertainment in there. You know, and I've heard
big wheel racing.
But I've been in the stands where somebody's like, come on, what's this crap? You know, I don't want to see somebody, you know, whatever it was, like pushing, you know, shopping carts or something. And I understand that. But you got to look at the other side and know that there's other fans in the stands that do want that time filled in with some type of entertainment, you know, some
well,
fun.
Well, we have that great grassy
factor
area, that, you know, area in the front. Doesn't have to be on the track.
Right.
So
there's always both sides of it, but you got to do, like you said, cater to the fans, you know, what's going to keep the fans happy and keep them coming back.
And I'm open to ideas. So if you have some, if you've been to a track that you love it, I was always impressed with Irwindale Speedway.
Well,
they did a great job.
You're not going
to
like this idea, but this worked for Andy. I think he used to run the track here at Vegas years and years ago. He went down to, I don't know what track, it was somewhere, I think in Texas or somewhere, but he opened some of the big night events opened up the open to the fans for free. He didn't charge an entry fee. Just to get people in there. Of course, you made it on the concessions and and got them back the next time, you know. So they were able to pack that stands like one of those first nights or something like that. But guess what happened the rest of the season? People kept coming back.
Yeah.
But I know that's a tough tough ask.
No,
but,
I think
you know,
we're proposing
like
the
that.
First 2,500 free.
Okay, there
we'll
you
see.
Go.
I'm not sure we got the green light on that yet, but
right.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's okay. Been the kind of the deal. It's like, look, we'll pack the stands, but you have to give us tickets.
Yeah.
Every kid in the school system here should have a ticket to the race.
Well, no, and you're right. You know what they used to do, and I don't know if they stopped doing it. It used to be when you were a racer out there, you paid your way to go race for the season because you would register and all that. You would get, for certain races, you would get 25 tickets to give out.
Yeah.
You would always get that.
Why limit to 25? Because
I
don't
know.
Have you ever seen the?
That's how it was before. And, and you actually got a season. I remember back when I used to get a season pass myself to come out to any race I wanted to, you know, when I wasn't racing.
When you weren't racing?
Out,
oh, okay.
Yeah, any race I could come out. So I liked that. You know, it was. I felt special because, hey, I'm a racer. I got something, you know, even though, it was, you know, it was nothing to them. But I felt like, hey, you know, they're catering me. I race at this track. I belong here. I'm a racer.
Yeah, that's
know?
What we want to bring back.
You know, and I got free tickets. I could hand them out to, mm-hmm. to some of my friends or family. Hey, I race it, and they're like, oh, mm-hmm. cool.
Exactly.
And you know how people are. So you're a celebrity. You got free tickets, right?
Right.
Oh yeah, I'll give you
well,
two.
Yes,
but bring
I do.
Bring
I am
two.
A celebrity.
Exactly.
And yes, I do.
Yeah.
There's been several times. You know, I'd like to have a stack of tickets in my truck.
Yeah,
because
you
stop and you fuel up, or you stop and get ice or whatever, and
with
you have
your
people
tow in your car.
Yeah, you have people approaching you, asking you questions about the car and whatnot.
Right.
They don't even know what the bullring is,
right.
Where
exactly.
it is.
And guess what? You got instant fans. They're going to look for
you. So
you,
can hand them here.
Right. Here's a couple tickets.
Come on out and
check
it out.
Yeah.
Right.
Give them a couple tickets.
You know, those are some things that I think, you know, need to happen.
Sure.
To help get the community excitement back in this local track.
And for the drivers to be able to get sponsors, if there's no one in the stands, that's
right.
just
exactly.
so
right.
hard.
How are you going to get sponsors when there aren't any butts in the seat?
And so I'm totally committed to helping, you know, all of our drivers and their sponsors and their sponsor programs.
Yeah, and, you know, and most, you know, we've all done it. We've all been out looking for sponsors. And some of the first things they ask is, you know, what's the audience? You know, how many people are sitting in the stands?
But we're in Vegas, and you know what? We can create that audience too. So
right.
it doesn't necessarily have to be at the bullring. Like, we're only racing 10 races. What about the other weekends? We could
right.
be at an event, you know, maybe, you know, I got Ford as a sponsorship. We could be at a Ford dealership, and a lot of us should come.
Right.
Well, if there's like 10 race cars there, how cool would that be?
Oh,
or,
yeah, absolutely.
And passing out tickets. So
mm-hmm.
we all as a community need to help each other support
right.
our sponsors and
well,
get out in the community.
Good to see that HairClear is putting out the first. I'm just kidding.
Wait, what? It was hypothetical.
Okay. You know, but you know, every small piece that anybody can put in, it's going to go a long ways.
That's, I had help with my skid plate car. I had the other businesses that are around me, you know, it was $25 here, $50 there,
right.
but it was enough to
there's your entry fee.
Give me my
yeah.
entry fee.
Heck
so,
yeah.
And
you
I
know,
and I put their name on the car, pictures, and I posted on social media of my car, my race. If, you know, there happened to be a good picture that showed someone's logo, I passed that on to my, you know, that person who sponsored me.
Well,
there you go. You can use it.
It all adds up. I remember Gary Gentry. I don't know if you remember him. He used to race the superstars
yeah.
out there, but you know, he's come up, I forget where it was, a bar or something, had a small sticker on there. I was like, oh, cool. How much do they give you? You know, he goes, well, they bought my oil for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, cool. I mean, it's something.
It adds up.
You know what?
Absolutely.
It adds up. He don't have to buy oil that race. And guess what? They end up buying his oil the rest of the season because the sticker was on there and they happened to see it and saw the pictures and they put it up in their store and all that, you know, so it does go a long way. But so we need to get a hold of Cindy again. We'll, I don't know, somehow find you, and you're going to put the information out on your Facebook page, but we can call you at HairClear if we do have, can't find you any other way. Is that
yes,
okay?
Yes, you sure can.
All right. So excited. April 17th confirmed. I'm excited about that. I wish I could be here for it, but the rest of you can, so we'll see you out the track then. But we will see you next Tuesday at onwheelsnow.com.
And you'll be here in this seat.
I want to thank Mike Montez and Justice Brothers for supporting me tonight for the 2019 season.
There you go.
Hopefully more in the future.
There you go. Thanks for having me as a surprise guest.
You guys have a good night.